This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, 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 welcome tonight, big night. We've got David Fisher from Landmark Capital who's going to join us. We've got a lot of economic news to discuss tonight. And then in the ladies' lounge, the adorable little Mandy Mayfield is going to join us. And when I say she's little, she is. She's the size of my daughter. But she is a ton of fun, and she's the social media producer for the DC Examiner. What kind of a cool job title is that? You get to produce social media. Anyway, welcome to Saturday night. Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Go over to the Drudge Report. It's the top story in all the news world around the world that can be heard. The president said something in Alabama last night that just seemed to tick off some people. I don't know how he does this. Actually, I do know how he does this. It's so funny. He takes a topic that has some visceral feeling under it from the beginning anyway, right? And he ratchets it up to like an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. He turns it up to like 11 and a half. And then he unleashes it. And it's so predictable what happens next because the liberal mainstream progressive movement in America loses their God-given brains. They just like start melting down. They're just like, oh, he said what? And it's awesome. It's awesome. Last night, Trump told the NFL owners, fire the players who kneeled during the anthem. Huntsville, Alabama, he was speaking at a big campaign speech for the Senate runoff down there. They're trying to replace Jeff Sessions' Senate seat. And he had some advice for fire the players who kneel during the national anthem. He also encouraged fans to walk out in protest. The president bemoaning what he describes as a decline in violence in the sport. They're ruining the game, he said at the rally. Several athletes, including a handful of NFL players, have refused to stand during the Star Spangled Banner to protest. You know what they're protesting? They are Black Lives Matter goons, and they are protesting lawful law enforcement departments across the country. They're not standing up for one particular person that's been mistreated. They are like, you know, police are pigs. Colin Kaepernick, the man that got all of this mess started, wears socks that have pig faces with police hats on them. I'm sorry, friends. I'm sorry. I'm totally with President Trump and totally against Kaepernick on this one. But anyway, the Star Spangled Banner is evidently where they think they can, you know, these multimillionaires are really oppressed, you know, because they have their private car service, bring them to the stadium, and then they have all the people that come out and wait on them, make sure they have their cleats on and everything else and so forth. It's just really amazing to see that they feel so oppressed. But anyway, having said that, you've got Kaepernick, who's not even in the league this year. He played for the 49ers. He was unsigned this year. You know why? Because he killed the 49ers last year. Their ratings were awful. They're trying to rebuild the team. He wasn't a very good quarterback. And, you know, any NFL franchise that was like, oh, well, he's got a little bit of skill, but you got to accept all that baggage with it. No, thanks. No, thanks. No need to go there. By the way, you agree with Colin Kaepernick, 888-340-3373. You agree with Donald Trump, 888-340-3373. But the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who is a complete buffoon, by the way, he couldn't figure out what to do with Tom Brady and like deflated Ballgate. He decided after all the law enforcement people looked into the Ezekiel Elliott case that even though all the law enforcement said there's no there there, he tried to suspend him for six games. This guy's a buffoon. This guy is a complete idiot buffoon. And he released a statement today. Divisive comments like these demonstrate an unfortunate lack of respect for the NFL, our great game and all of our players, and a failure to understand the overwhelming force for good our clubs and players represent in our communities. Hey, Goodell, you stupid, stupid man. Trump's not downing the league. What he said to the owners was, if the people are disrespectful, it has a negative impact on the league. It's the National Football League. The logo of the NFL is an American flag with the NFL superimposed on it. If their behavior, and by the way, every athlete in the NFL has a fiduciary responsibility towards the NFL to make it successful. You can't be playing in the NFL and walking around going, yeah, the NFL stinks. It's awful. I can't believe that. Like, that's... You have a fiduciary responsibility to the stockholders, to the team owners, to make the league succeed. That's part of your contract. So if you're doing things that are pushing fans out of the seats, guess what? You're a liability to the fiduciary responsibilities that you have to the National Football League. You're not performing your duties as assigned. You're fired. That's what Trump said he would do if he was an owner. Which I guess he probably won't be anytime soon. I think it's a pretty safe guess. He did own the New Jersey Generals back in the USFL. Some people forgot about that. But anyway, let's see. He said yesterday, wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, you'd say, get that son of a bank out of the field, off right now, out, he's fired. And the place went nuts. Well, what's really funny is I watched Twitter this morning because he gave that speech last night. I looked at my Twitter feed, and exactly what I thought would happen had happened. President Trump has this statement about this rather, you know, emotional. Like, I get offended at these players doing this. I think they look like spoiled brats. I want to, you know, knock them into left field if I could. But here's the thing. He understands the impulse of patriotic people. And so he says, they're dissing our country. He's standing up for patriotism and love of country. He's actually backing people who love America, and he's dissing people who don't love America. And don't tell me that Colin Kaepernick loves America. So here's the thing. I'll take your calls on it tonight. 888-340-3373. Now, we've got a couple of guests, and we've got some, you know, other fun stuff that we're going to get to going around the show. But this is the top news story of the day. It's not North Korea. It's not, you know, John McCain's selfish crybaby ways last night of, you know, seeing to it that we didn't get Obamacare repealed again. It's this backlash against the president, calling him a racist. People were calling him dishonest headlines were actually being written saying, oh, he called out black NFL players. He didn't say anything about the color of anybody's skin. He said, if I was an owner and they were doing this, I'd fire them. I'd get them out. And it wouldn't have anything to do with skin color, nor should it. People were like, oh, well, you know, the NFL is like 80% black. So, you know, he had to be talking about black people. Well, there are some white people that are protesting, too. And it's gotten a little more popular, you know, amongst the masses to do it. Maybe I'm wrong. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Okay, let's go to the big board. Let me talk about what we've got on the show tonight. So, Nick, when you're ready. There we go. Okay, so to the far left of the screen there, you got David Fisher. Now, he's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Now, we're going to talk about Trump and Kim Jong-un. We've got some North Korea stuff to talk about. We've got war. There is a big, big untold story going on in China right now that he's on top of. And what can you expect in the final 3 months of the year financially for the markets? David's going to get into all of that tonight, and you're going to be glad that he did because he's helping you protect your money. He also likes to give things away when he comes, so I think he's got a couple of gifts for you tonight if you listen and call or whatever. And then in hour number two, staying on the big board for a second, that is Amanda Mayfield, Mandy Mayfield, the D.C. Examiner social media producer. She's got a little more on this Trump NFL controversy and a number of other stories that she's written about in this last week. And we might start a new little fun thing with the Ladies Lounge this week, calling it Desert Island Gig Bag. If you're going to be stuck on a desert island, what would you put in the gig bag? So, you know, what you take for the gig, that's called the gig bag. So what would you put in? And I've asked her to tell me the title of three songs, a book, and a luxury item that she would want to take with her. And the book can't be the Bible or Shakespeare. It's got to be something else. Because, you know, everybody, oh, the Bible, oh, Shakespeare. Okay, beyond something else besides those two, and then she'll have to give us reasons why. And then we'll get into the stuff she's writing about as well. So we've got a lot to get to. And the phone lines will be open, 888-340-3373. We are so excited to be with you tonight and every Saturday night. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. I'm celebrating the big 4-0 TCU Horned Frogs tonight. That's why I'm wearing my purple. We're coming right back live from New York City. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad to have you with us live from New York. It's a Saturday night. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We're going to get into several things that will be of interest to you. In the ladies' lounge tonight, Amanda Mayfield, Mandy Mayfield, as the D.C. Examiner refers to her, will be with us. And we're going to take your calls all night long, 888-340-3373, on whether or not Trump's tirade against the NFL protesters last night showed himself to be what his critics are saying he is today, a racist, somebody who's insensitive to the feelings of the players in the NFL. I don't know. Whatever they can find a way to criticize him, they're going to. But before we get into any of those things, we're going to talk a lot about the economy tonight. You may have noticed yesterday, healthcare is probably not going to be passed once more because a fella named John McCain is out there saying, even though my good friend Lindsey Graham came up with this, I'd be a dead guy in the grave 6 feet under before I let Donald Trump, you know. I don't know. He said something about how it has to be bipartisan and, you know, because that was how, of course, Obamacare came about, right? It was all, you know, daisies and rainbows the whole time they were coming up with that. But so that's going down. What impact will that and tax reform and other things have on the end of the year as the Congress is looking to close out its schedule? Someone who has a concern about it is the CEO of Landmark Capital. You can get a hold of everything that he's got and we'll mention tonight at landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. But David Fisher joins us from the land of John McCain. Looky there. You know, I got to give you a little ribbing here, David. He was turning his back on Arizonans yesterday. The government wants to give the state more money to help solve your citizens' health care plan with, and he goes, no, not going to do it.
You know, the president can't keep John in order, and certainly I can't either. A lot of Arizonans are not too happy with what's going on, not only as not getting the bills passed, like repeal and replace Obamacare, which should have been a simple thing, but obviously what John McCain is doing. So my hat is not off to John McCain today. I'm with you all the way on that.
Yeah, I don't understand when the opportunity is to help your state, and from what I understand, your governor is strongly in favor of the block grant measure that Graham Cassidy was going to provide. It sure seems like a strange thing to do, but nonetheless, that's sometimes what John McCain decides to do. Well, welcome back. It's good to have you back with us. And
thank you.
We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Let's take a look at what is coming up in the months and weeks to come. Now, the Federal Reserve made a big announcement this last week, but it was largely covered up by all the other nonsense that was going on. What did they say, David? Because most of us missed it.
Well, they made some minor announcements, like they said we're not going to raise interest rates this month, even though they said previously in the beginning of the year they were going to. But they are going to raise it in December, and they're going to raise it three times next year. But the biggest announcement is that there is a 10-year historic announcement, Kevin, that they're unwinding their balance sheet. In other words, they're going to start to sell the $4.5 trillion assets that have accumulated since quantitative easing, and this is going to cause some effect on the markets, unfortunately.
Well, and as we go through that, that's going to be, of course, simultaneously running with Congress getting to or not getting to the priorities that they have. So in the 3 months that come up, you've got a lot of stuff that's got to get done. So where does that put us in terms of how the government's going to be trying to influence the economy?
Well, think of it this way. The economy can get stimulated three ways. The consumer is the number one person that stimulates the economy, and they're just finally recovering from 2008, and some still haven't, and they're a little bit leery of letting loose of spending their money, but they're starting to do that. Then you have the government, who's been on a spending spree, and now we've surpassed the $20 trillion mark of our national debt. So certainly the government's been spending, but the Federal Reserve is now doing just the opposite. They have supported, really, the economic recovery, if you want to call it that. We haven't had a job recovery. It's been a jobless recovery. But the Fed's been the one that's really been doing this by creating quantitative easing. Now they're going to reverse those roles, and they're not really adhering, Kevin, to what they originally said they were going to do. They were going to start to roll off their balance sheet at $50 billion a month. They're not going to get to that level of $50 a month till about 3.5 years into this. So it's literally what was going to be in a 3.5 year unwinding their balance sheet is now going to take almost 7 years when you put the math to it. What this means is, well, 5 out of 6 times they've had an unwinding of their balance sheet, it's moved us into a recession, in fact, a global recession. But this time it's quite different, because while this balance sheet is enormous, it's never been over $1 trillion before, and it's never been at the ratio of the debt before, and we've never had the Fed's raising rates while they've been rolling off the balance sheet or unwinding it. So we're moving into very peculiar times. Some analysts saying a recession is 2 years out, a year to two. Some say inflation is coming. Either way, those are not good words to hear for the market.
No, surely not. But let's talk about the rationale behind why they're choosing to do this. I mean, what is it that is driving them to do the unloading of the balance sheet? And is it something that we could accomplish? Is it going to be healthy for us? Could we accomplish it a different way? What would the better pathway be, David Fisher?
Well, you know, they don't really have a pathway. They're darned if they do, darned if they don't, Kevin. There are 77 times leverage, and before the ballooning the balance sheet, they're only 7-to-1 leveraged. So they got to unwind, because they're at a level which is unhistoric. You know, us on a personal level, we could never manage a 77-to-1 leverage. Neither can the government, and certainly the Fed can't, even though they have a printing press. So my personal belief is the Fed knows, and most people believe, we're going to move into some sort of a market correction within the next year to two, and they've been putting off this market correction. And I love the market, by the way. It's great what it's doing, but you know, it's not a matter of if it's going to crack, but it's a matter of when. And a lot of people believe that they really did not fix 2008, so as a result of that, the market correction is going to be bigger than what we think it might be. So the Fed has to limit their balance sheet in case they need to supply more money again, so they want to be overly leveraged. The problem with that, in doing so, they're selling the number one thing that they keeps this indebtedness going, that's called treasuries. So they're selling two things: mortgage-backed securities, which are the bad assets that they bought from bad mortgages.
Right.
Some of them are now good. But they're also selling the most vital product to the world, at least it has been historically, and that's the U.S. Treasury. So while central banks are selling U.S. Treasuries the last 10 years at record pace, I mean, China literally had in 2005, China, put in perspective, had $8.3 trillion of U.S. treasuries. Now they have $3.4 trillion, somewhere around there. So they've literally got rid of over half their balance sheet of U.S. treasuries. And the world is also following suit. So the Fed has compensated and been the number one buyer of U.S. treasuries. So now they're becoming a seller of treasuries. This is going to create a problem for the dollar. Why they're doing this, you know, I think it's because they expect, you know, what I was saying, that something is on the horizon of a market correction, and they just want to be prepared for it.
Well, I can't blame them for trying to do that. But when we come back, let's talk about the market, because while it has been historically good since Trump has come into office, a lot of people are saying there's reasons to be concerned. We're talking with David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. When we come back, I'll also ask him to tell us what goodies he has for you tonight. He always loves to give gifts away, and we've got some of those for you, too. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough. You want to be in touch with David, 844-6
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz Television, that's a live shot of the TKTS booth where you can get your Broadway shows at much lower prices. And if you're economically thrifty, you're probably interested in that. By the way, you can't get Hamilton tickets or Hello Dolly tickets there. it's the other shows, the ones that aren't sold out at 120% the rate of seats or whatever. But it is a very blessed, beautiful day that we had in New York today, and just grateful to have you with us. We are talking economics, and we are talking the economy with David Fisher, the CEO of Landmark Capital, an advisory group for people that want to make sure their portfolio is in proper condition. condition, and you can find out all the things that they offer at landmarkgold.com. But, David, every time you come to visit us on Saturday nights, you always come with a stack of things that you make available to people. You really believe in information and helping people have the tools at their fingers. So what do you got for folks that want to reach out and ask for it tonight?
Well, we have a monthly newsletter that they can get for free. All our literature is free in education. This next month is going to come out next week. It's called Which Came First, the Chicken or the Egg? If they want hard-printed literature, we have a piece of literature called Changing Directions in Changing Times, and we certainly have some changing times going on right now. And probably the biggest piece of literature that we have that's mostly sought after is called The Coming Bail-In, which is really how to protect your nest egg, your retirement, your 401k from government interference and seizure of assets, also bank accounts. So that's happened in 9 countries, and this goes in detail on that. So that's a very important research paper that we put together that is now in its 6th edition.
And you can get all of those for free, friend, if you call 844-604-2575. And I really recommend the Coming Bail-In, the 6th edition, because I did not know anything about the fact that the government could seize assets, take literally the money out of your investment accounts for their purposes. But it has, as David said, happened in 9 countries now. For the last 3 months, David, the story of the Trump election was really huge. We had an immediate boon to the markets. The economy seemed to be doing very, very well. And all of a sudden you had optimism on tax reform and health care reform that were going to boost entrepreneurs and small businesses. Some of the expectations haven't been met specifically in those areas, but the... Nick, I don't know why we're stuck on that one picture for the TV feed. I want to make sure we are aware of that. I want to make sure that that people understand that was all on speculation. But now that we've been in this place for a while, there are people saying this economy is not going to sustain this pace. Why are they saying it? Who's saying it? And what difference does it make that they're saying it?
Well, that's a great question. You know, President Trump campaigned upon repeal and replace Obamacare, and that hasn't happened, and it looks like at this last time it's not going to happen. So that's a biggie, and that was his biggest feather in the cap, his main thing he campaigned upon. The other thing was, you know, lowering taxes from 35% down to 15%, maybe even 20%. That's still being in the negotiations, and it keeps getting pushed further down the road. Unfortunately, he wanted to have it done the first 100 days, and now we're long past that, and now he's saying the end of the year, so that's still yet to be determined, because it's a big fight between Republicans and Democrats. And really, the third thing is the budget, which did get passed, but the numbers aren't that great. It shows that we are spending, and when you look at the trade deficit, the budget deficit over August and amortize that out a year, we're at $1.38 trillion of spending, overspending. So, you know, the steam is starting to come to a slower movement with some hopeful still anticipations that he's going to get this tax reform. And really, if he doesn't get the tax reform, I think you're going to see the markets start to move sideways, if not pull back, unfortunately.
And that's just on the sheer basis of what we expected tax reform to do to the economy, which was to boost innovation, boost entrepreneurship, boost the ability for businesses to grow, because that's what tax reform was going to allow them to do.
Absolutely. It's kind of a Reaganomics tax plan. Reagan chose job growth, and how he chose to do it is put money in people's pocket through lowering of taxes to stimulate the economy, since the consumer is the number one person that does carry the economy and economic growth, and wages there in turn would create tax back to the Treasury to get the debt back down to normal. It works in theory, but something had to sacrifice under Reagan, and I love Reagan. My dad served with Reagan. So the debt went up under Reagan. He inherited the debt at $550 billion. He left office at $2.3 trillion. I think we're going to start to see the same thing. Something's going to give. It's either going to be the dollar or the debt to create a stimulus in the economy through a tax break. And I think if we get that, which I think will be very good for the economy and is much needed in the aftermath of 2008, but I think it's going to balloon the debt, and all figures show that.
Okay. Well, so when we come back, we'll talk about world events and how we should best be on guard against them. Again, if you would like all of the free things that David was willing to send you, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough coming back.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
88676.
Live from New York, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you. Look at that beautiful shot. If you're watching on Biz TV or watching on our Facebook Live page, that is the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, and that is a shot from the top of the World Trade Tower.
And it's just a gorgeous night in New York. And gorgeous music being provided by the Hot Sardines. Owen, our audio genius, doing a little bebopping in the corner, back and forth. It's happy music. It's, you know, it's what Radio Night Live is embodied by. Anyway, David Fisher joins us, and he has been talking to us about the economy and what's going on. David, last week you unveiled a story that you have been on top of that no one else has really been talking about. It involves China, and it involves a very good reason as to why people that are invested in gold may have a very big reason to smile quite big in the days to come. What happened?
This is a big game changer for the dollar, for oil, and also for gold. China, who is the largest importer of oil, about 7.6 barrels of oil per day is what they import. They've been paying for that oil previously in the yuan, their own currency. But before that, it was only paid in U.S. dollars, so they kind of broke that problem. But the big announcement is now the person that they sold them that oil, whether it be Russia or Saudi Arabia, they can receive payment in gold. So think about that for a second. If 7.6 billion barrels a day times 365 days times $40, which is what oil was averaged at per barrel last year, that's a heck of a lot of money. Convert a portion of that into gold. That's going to have a direct effect positively driving the gold market up. So this is going to affect gold going up. Unfortunately, this is going to affect the dollar going down because more people are now moving away from the dollar trade with oil. And that's really what kept our currency as the world reserve, really was the driving force from 1974 until 2014 when that trade was broken by China, ironically. So this is bad news for the dollar, unfortunately. Really good news for gold, and China just wants to get their name on the map, and they're doing it through gold, oil, and diverting funds away from the U.S. dollar.
Well, and I was going to ask, if they're moving that much gold into the purchase of commodities, in this case oil, for their country, does that on some level make not gold the complete standard for currency worldwide, but doesn't it increase the value of people that are gold rich, which we know China's been buying massive amounts of gold over the past couple of decades? Doesn't it give whatever they're banking their the quantity of their currency being based upon with a little bit more of a rock solid foundation?
Absolutely. You know, China announced for the first time, Kevin, in 2005 that they were going to buy gold. And they announced they were going to buy in 5 years 1,000 tons. And in 2011, they announced that they hit that mark. And then in 10 years later, in 2021, they want 10,000 tons. They got about 3,500 tons of gold now by one of the two banks. The other bank hasn't reported, so it could be over 5,000 tons of gold. Certainly, if you want to be competing against the dollar, you got to be a part of the oil market, and you got to have gold backing your currency and gold in your country. And China is certainly doing those things. And so this is going to cause some challenges. And they're luring away from other countries from trading in the dollar. 17 countries in 2014 moved away from buying oil in dollars and bought it in the yuan. So this is a big deal for China.
Well, and let's talk about how the U.S. stacks up by comparison. I mean, how backed is our currency by gold?
Well, we don't have any backing in currency. We left the gold backing of currency in 1971 when Nixon took us off that and closed the gold window. And that's why we had to create an incentive for the world to hold dollars, because there was no incentive for the world to hold dollars at that year. And that's why they created in 1974 the thing called the petrodollar. So now that's been broke. So now we got to create a new incentive, or otherwise somebody's got to hold the dollar. And that's where citizens of Americans might be the ones left holding the bag. I think this is why they're raising rates to attract new money. So it's going to be definitely in certain times higher gold prices, possibly lower dollar. The dollar's gone down 13% this year, or 12.5%, and gold's gone up 12.8%, along with the Dow being at the same number. So I said in your radio station, a bull market in gold, a bull market in stocks in January and February, and made those announcements, and clearly the numbers are showing that.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting because as we get, as these world events continue to play out, people need to reconsider their own personal portfolios and planning for the future. I'm always reminded of this example. If you hold a $20 gold piece, a 1 ounce piece, and you go back to the 1870s, and that was $20. $20 gold piece was $20, and you could go with either of them to the best haberdashery here in New York and have the most finest bespoke suit made. They'd give you a hat, gloves, you'd get the whole thing. I mean, it'd be just really, really sharp. Today, fast forward to 2017, if you take the $20 bill and the $20 gold piece and the bespoke suit, the suit and the gold piece still has maintained the value. What isn't valued at $20 anymore? The dollar bill. But that suit is going to be about what the worth of the $20 gold piece is. So it's very interesting to see how gold has maintained its value regardless of what the economies of the world have done. Meanwhile, the dollar has really suffered over time. And, you know, we're not Zimbabwe or something like that yet, but the writing's on the wall if we don't fix our own financial house.
You know, it's really simple. Most of that movement, Kevin, has happened since year 2000 when gold was under $300, and now we're at $1,300. So most of the movement has happened in the last 15 years, 17 years, for the sure reason of our debt now mathematically is impossible to pay off. Before 2000, the math made somewhat sense, but
right
now we're on over 100% of GDP. So this is why we have to increase the economy on the supply side, you know, new jobs and things like that. If that doesn't work, you know, we're really going to have some major problems as a country.
Well, it's going to affect each of us, and I want you to get David's free gifts because he, with his newsletter, of course, every month, but with all of his white papers, he's really attempting to help put information into your hands that maybe you'll make the decision that I did a number of years ago, and that is I'm just going to put a lot of my retirement into commodities that I can hold, and gold and silver are two of those things, and they have outperformed or performed equally as well as this really robust market that we've had this year. So I don't think that's a bad decision on my part, but I want you to make that decision for yourself. And there's no place that I would trust more than Landmark Capital to do that. So call and get their free info. You can sign up for the newsletter, and the new one is going to be titled, Which Came First, the Chicken or the Egg? I think it's a very intriguing, mysterious title. I can't wait to read it myself. 844-604-2575. Get the Changing Directions in Changing Times. Get them to give you a portfolio blueprint, and also check out the coming bail-in. David Fisher, thanks so much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and we've got so much to get to in hour number two. Tonight, Amanda Mayfield, Mandy Mayfield of the D.C. Examiner will be with us, and we're going to talk. Well, we're going to start on the big story of the day, which is President Trump criticizing the protesters in the NFL and the entire progressive left in America losing their God-given brains, going, oh, he's destroyed our country. Because he said he'd fire people that weren't doing a good job. Now, when I get into this, I'll explain what my Twitter feed even was talking about this morning. Anyway, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. If you want to weigh in, we'll take your calls now. 888-340-3373. Should President Trump be chastised for saying that you should fire the NFL protesters? Saying he would do that if, in fact, it was his team, if he was the owner of the team. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All right, I got to tell you a true story about the Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature Studios is where we broadcast from. They are the wonderful producers of these life-changing fruits and veggies that I have been taking for the last number of months. And I told you, I have not been sick. I have not been sick since I started taking them. I used them to get over the flu, which I kicked in 36 hours. And I mean, I kicked it. I was 97% back after the worst I've ever had. And it was, you know, it was going to linger. It lingered in my household for a while. I got over it in 36 hours. So we send the kids back to school this week, right? And the little ankle biters are all going in there. They all come home with the school crud. And sure enough, the lovely bride picks it up like you wouldn't believe. So she's like, you know, one morning, oh, I've got the nasal drip, and I can feel the chest congestion. And I'm like, oh, I'm not getting this. I am not getting this. And normally, I get this. I'm the first one to get it. I have had regular bronchitis seasonally since I was a kid, and I said, nope, I'm not getting it. And so like 2 days went by, and then I felt a little bit in the back of the throat. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. So what did I do? I went back to the playbook. I pulled out the veggies and fruits. I took 20 of each of these for bedtime, breakfast, and lunch in 2 days. I have zero symptoms. And, friends, the reason I'm telling you about it is because, one, I show you how easy it is to get your fruits and veggies. Here I have the daily dose of three veggies and three fruits. If you're watching on Biz TV, I'm holding them up to the camera there. That's the green and the red. But this is, I'm going to get 31 servings of fruits and vegetables. Right there. 31 servings of fruits and vegetables. Now, here, why is that significant? Because when you overfeed the immune system whole fruits and whole veggies, your entire cellular health, everything in your body does better. They have peer-reviewed studies, but more importantly than that, they're willing to offer you 2 free months two free months of fruits and veggies if you call and get details tonight. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. Use promo code KMC to do it. 800-246-8751.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
468.